In today's Modern Ag Report, IBM has a microbiome project that is using big data to help limit the damage of and possibly prevent future food safety events. The project monitors an environment and can detect the slightest changes in the microbiome, alerting someone to possible infections. Business development executive in IP and licensing research, Gary Rodrigue, says businesses and growers can take huge hits when it comes to branding and marketing when these events happen. And the project has been proven to limit that exposure by catching an event earlier.
The consequences and the damage to a brand are absolutely astronomical. You know, there are instances in which companies, big companies, have never ever recovered from that. And I won't go into it, but I mean, just recently, you know, there was a company who had a major presence in Japan, and they are having to close a number of stores because of a food safety issue that happened there. So the economic consequences affect, you know, all the way from the biggest multinational corporation all the way down to the small farmer. And the thought is if we can do a better job with this, the economic and social consequences of driving new innovation in food safety are just really phenomenal and very, very exciting.
Rodrigue says they are just starting to see what this program can do, and they believe it can be applied to several different aspects of the food market.
So the thought is that if we understand the genomics and the metagenomics, if you will, and the expression of the genes, that we can drive really, take this corpus of data that we're going to be developing here, both public data and private data and consortium data, if you will. The thought is that we can take that data and utilize it to drive innovation in things such as food fraud, food traceability, food spoilage. And so it becomes very exciting when we think about this corpus of data being foundational to addressing these other problems in this whole food ecosystem, if you will, and really driving things that can really address the economic and social consequences in a big way, and really also driving it being a foundational pillar to this whole problem of food sustainability.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.